Hey, it's Jason Mayhem Miller.
Hey, this is UFC President Dana White.
This is Royce Gracie.
Hey, this is UFC Bantamweight Champion Dominic Cruz.
This is Chael Sonnen, and if you don't know, you should know. You're listening to the one and only Mixed Martial Arts. Let's get it on.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. The latest news and info in the world of MMA. It's Mixed Martial Arts. Sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go. And Time Warner Cable. On Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Here's your hosts, Arch Madness, Iron Mike Dorsey, and Doug St. Pierre.
All right, I'm here with Chael Sonnen. Chael, first of all, congratulations on a dominant performance. You imposed your skill set. You did everything you wanted to do. How happy are you with your performance tonight?
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Here we go. Mixed Martial Arts, DSP, Iron Mike, myself, Arch Madness.
And Chael.
You knew we had to start off with that, guys. That's the talk this week, man. At the end of his 136 fight with Brian Stan, which he absolutely dominated. And we'll absolutely break it down here later. But man, oh man, calling out Anderson
like
that.
He had all this built up. He was so nice to Brian Stan. He didn't like talk trash about, you know, about him before the fight. I mean, how can you really? But he had all this built up, and then he just Let it all out on Anderson. Just seeing Anderson sit there like,
Did you see it coming, Mike?
Really?
I didn't think he was going to do that. I mean, he is Chael. I mean, he's going to do something unpredictable, but I didn't think he'd go that far. I mean, calling him out and telling him sucks one thing, but that whole I'm going to leave the UFC if I lose, that's crazy.
His wife, didn't he bring up his wife at
earlier in the week, he made the comment that he was going to break into the back door of the Silva house. And
Not a wise move.
No, that's not the bad part. He was going to smack Mama Silva on the ass and tell her to make his steak, and he likes it medium rare. But I think
it's not something you tell Anderson Silva.
No, and something I've noticed, because I've watched that a ton of times.
You think Anderson understood him?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. I noticed Anderson is so mad at the very beginning. You can tell that he doesn't really know the light's on him yet with the camera. So like the first 3 or 4 seconds, you see Anderson reacting and he's pissed. He's super pissed. As soon as he kind of notices the red light, then he does that that shy, what are they talking about me kind of thing. But he's livid.
You know, I can't quite remember where it was, but I read that after that, Dana White come out and said, hey, look, you know, Anderson may have been a little smiles and goofing around a little bit there when the camera was on him. But that he said his true feelings were hidden. Says he's upset. He's mad about that.
Oh, what do you think, guys?
Chael, I don't know, man. It's some ballsy moves. But you knew that he was going to do something. And once I saw Silva sitting there in the crowd, I was like, oh, Chael's going to have to say something. But calling out, you know, if he loses, he'll step away from the UFC and the winner stays. We'll see what happens with that.
I quit match, a Texas death ladder match or something.
With barbed wire and glass on their hands.
And Harley Race and Dusty Rhodes are going to be there. And hey, great show. Now, I thought this cat was in Cincinnati full time. He is in Columbus now. Ultimate Fighter fans, you'll know this name, Luke Zacharich. Going to be joining us
opening
on the show.
Opening up a new gym, yeah.
He's opening up a gym here in Columbus, man.
Very cool. We'll be talking to him in a little bit.
And who knew that his brother-in-law, I think, was it his brother or his brother-in-law?
It's his brother and his sister.
His brother and his sister. They own or they run the Mellow Mushrooms.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, I eat that pizza all the time.
I know. I love that pizza.
It's, yeah.
Luke, we love it. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe he'll bring something.
That's what I was kind of hoping. Luke Zacharich is on the show, and we're also going to check in with our guy over at GatewayMMA.com, David McKinney, and he's going to get us caught up on everything Bellator. So stay tuned, gang. We have tons of MMA to discuss. This is going to be a busy, busy Saturday morning, a busy, busy hour here on the Mixed Martial Arts Show. It's the show that you, the fight fans, turn to on QFM 96.
Hey!
What's up, gang? It's Arch Madness.
And DSP.
From Mixed Martial Arts. Nice ink, Douglas. I love it, man.
I'm digging it, man. You guys out there looking for some new ink? We got the place for you.
The official tattoo studio of the Mixed Martial Arts Show.
It's called Sweet Baby Octane in Grandview. No matter what kind of tattoo design you're looking for, these guys will make it happen.
Mike, D, and Rev will hook you up. Hey, if you take your ink seriously, these cats are in demand. It's appointment only.
So give Sweet Baby Octane a call today, 614-488-1300, and tell them the guys from Mixed Martial Arts sent you.
Sweet Baby Octane, 1525 West 5th Avenue.
The official tattoo studio of Mixed Martial Arts.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96.
Hey, fight fans, it's the gang from the Mixed Martial Arts Radio Show every Saturday morning here on QFM 96 at 9 a.m. Talking about our newest sponsor and one of our favorites, the good folks at Time Warner Cable.
There's no better way to catch the fights than in high def on your cable box, and you can click on the DVR and not miss a second.
Now, I gotta tell you guys, after that last UFC, how many times did you watch that Chael Sonnen fight over and over again?
As of the last 20 minutes, probably a half a dozen.
How great is that to have a DVR that you can rewind, fast forward, pause in high def?
Nothing's better than that, Doug. And I'll tell you, the folks at Time Warner Cable, they do it better than everybody else.
So when fight night rolls around, have the gang over, take a seat on the couch, and tune in to all the UFC action on pay-per-view, channel 701 or 1701 in high def.
So do what we do. Check out all the UFC action on pay-per-view with Time Warner Cable.
Time Warner Cable and the UFC, are you kidding me? It's the perfect combination.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
QFM 96, Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to. We're going to do a little recap of UFC 136. Doug, I know you caught it on Time Warner Cable.
Our
newest sponsor. Got to meet the folks over at Time Warner
Cable.
Yeah,
very cool. We got some cool things cooking with them. So maybe some fun. Cool prizes, maybe some other stuff. We don't know.
It's going to be a fun end of the year as far as our relationship with them, because they got some cool things planned, bro.
Real quick, was that Mayhem Miller at the end there?
Was that what that was? Collective Mayhem?
Dorsey potted that up. I didn't know what he was doing.
That was nice.
Did you catch him out karaokeing again?
Yeah, you know, you can always catch Mayhem.
Hey!
That cracks me up every time I hear it.
Iron Mike, what do you have for us, man?
Well, guys, just like last week, we have a lot of fights to run over. Let's start here with Anthony Pettis' victory over Jeremy Stephens.
Kind of lackluster. Not
very exciting.
But I mean, you know, Stephens is a tough cookie. Pettis gets the win, a decision win. I think he moves on.
I think this the step up in... you know, people that he's fighting is a big difference. Not that Ben Henderson was he's a tough dude. We were expecting some kind of fantastic finish. We didn't see that. I saw him do one try to that one kick that he kind of lunged off the ground. That was his way of trying to do something there, but he just outpointed him, obviously.
I think anytime in the UFC, it doesn't matter who you're fighting, it probably takes a couple fights just to get used to the lights and the pace, exactly the pace. You're not shocked about Pettis, kind of not taking a step back, but I mean, he status quoed it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, coming in his first fight against Clay Guida, things didn't really go his way then either.
No,
you know, he's finding himself in some different territory, different environment. Like you said, I think he'll be fine. Was it you who was talking about he's a younger brother, though?
Yeah, he's got a little brother who's supposedly like a phenom. Like, he's stud wrestler, martial artist, and I guess he does some of the same moves, but twofold, I guess.
Yeah. And so, I will say, Pettis seemed to like learn a lot from the Guida fight.
Oh yeah, yeah. And let's be honest, Anthony Pettis is so talented, he can only improve.
Really young too.
Improve. Right, Iron Mike, what you got, man?
Next fight: Damian Maia versus Jorge Santiago.
Another lackluster. I mean, the two jiu-jitsu dudes on the ground. You know, obviously Damian Maia out jiu-jitsu to him. He had enough just to withstand Damian Maia's submission. So, I mean, that was it, man. You heard the booing in the crowd. You know, it's not that the most fun fight to watch, I'll be honest. But that's what you get when you
can't
get
to add much
guys.
To that. I'm with you. But Maia, still a tough out for anybody in the cream of crop of that division, for sure.
But, guys, I think those two fights were probably where the lackluster ends.
No kidding, man.
Let's start here with probably one of the fights we're glad to say that we were all wrong in our picks on.
Yeah.
Melvin Gallard's loss to Joe Lauzon.
I'm like scarred from this fight. One, because I bought into the Gallard hype, and I still think he'll
going to be
absolutely.
There.
I'm not jumping off the ship just yet, but I felt like I let Joe down just because he's a friend of the show.
Well, he wanted to prove us wrong because we were.
That's great. I'm glad I guess I am, like you said,
fueled the fire, man.
Glad that I'm wrong. And if we helped him in any way win that fight, I'm glad.
Oh, awesome. Like, I was just reading an article about how Galar was coming in super confident, and it made Joe more confident knowing that this guy's not putting the time in. He's kind of dismissing Joe as just an easy win. And Joe came in there and just showed us that, you know, you can't do that, you know.
Did you see when
27
they,
seconds?
Oh yeah. Like did that? You see when they paused it when Gallard got hit with that jab?
Yeah.
My Joe's like, "Boo!" It was kind of. No, you can good. See. I know it's awesome. Radio, but here, hold on. "Boo!" It's kind of like that. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
The next fight, one I was, I think I enjoyed this fight very much. Leonard Garcia versus Namfan.
Wow, what a great fight! What a very entertaining fight, yeah. Dude. Seriously.
Garcia always puts on a show, man. I mean, every single fight, he's swinging for the freaking trees.
So. You know, Doug and I were talking, we were texting back and forth while we were watching the fight, actually. And
I watched on Time Warner Cable.
Yep, 1701.
Well, I told him, I was like, you know, this, like, Garcia reminds me of Lieben because Namfan was sticking it to him.
Dude.
Then out of nowhere, he's just in that stupor, the zombie state, as we like to call it.
Yeah.
And he's just swinging. And he landed a couple big blows on Namfan, but that's what he reminded me of. Reminded me of Chris Lieben.
Nam just came in and was just peppering him, man. Just nailing him with those like accurate shots, and then he'd get out of the way. And then even Rogan was saying that Garcia looked way more controlled than normal. But then as it got into the later rounds, he started getting to
the haymakers.
I gotta swing and swing. But I'm really impressed with Namfan's performance, man. I mean, he really stuck it to him, stuck to his game plan, evaded a lot of bombs, and pulled out the win. You know?
I mean, do you guys find it interesting that I just find it kind of ironic also that you look at Leonard Garcia. No, you look at Leonard Garcia. And his style, he's just total haymakers.
Right.
And he comes from the Jackson camp where they pride themselves on being versatile and game planning.
I think natural instincts just take over at that point.
What is Greg Jackson? I'm sure he's like, all right, I've got this game plan for you.
And he's just like,
oh, okay, Leonard, yes. Just do what you do, Leonard. So,
But he is always a super exciting person.
I love watching him fight, man.
And are they going to do a third one? That what they're going to do now?
Oof.
Why don't they get all three of them with the Korean Zombie all in one ring?
Tie their right legs together. I think it's time for Namfan to kind of move on.
Yeah.
Past that.
I think so. I mean, I think he's proven that he can actually go past Garcia at this point. And, you know, I feel like Garcia's just kind of hanging in there, you know, just barely. But he always puts on a great fight. He always wins the fight of the night.
And I've always said that Scott Smith is the Strikeforce version of Leonard Garcia. It's like, whew. I mean, now Leonard hasn't taken as many vicious blows as Scott Smith, but he has taken quite a few and has been in some real slugfests. But those two always, I never get tired of watching those two fight. Never get tired of watching them fight. They always bring it. Iron Mike, what you got?
Next up, our big three fights that we get to run down here. The probably one of the most impressive victories I've seen from someone in a long time. Chael Sonnen's victory over Brian Stann.
Just dominating, man. I felt bad for Brian Stann. This guy's a war hero and just got dismantled. Like,
what we need to do, let's take another week. Let's step away from this another week. Because I am... and you're probably doing the same thing at home. As soon as that fight was over, you're thinking in the back of your mind, well, maybe Chael will get Anderson this time. I think we need, it's too close, still a week away, a week from it. We're still too close to that last fight where, you know what I mean? You could get kind of caught up in that stuff.
Right, the hype. And
yes, I think we should just kind of settle down. Hopefully it happens.
I will say after 14 months off, though, coming in and just...
It's damn impressive.
Brian Stann has been proving himself as, you know, a strong fighter in the UFC. I felt bad for the guy. He couldn't do anything. He was just on his back and couldn't get Chael off him.
And Iron Mike, really, if you think about it, when you go back to what Joe Rogan said, and you hate to hear it, and I know Joe doesn't like to say that about a guy, especially a guy like Brian Stann, but he was being outclassed.
He definitely was.
Hey, Mike, who'd you pick in that fight?
You know, I completely sucked this entire card. We're not even going to go there.
No, I mean, it's hard to go against a war hero like Brian Stann, but I just knew Chael was going to get him down and just... They even say once Chael gets on top of you, you're not going to get that dude off of you. And I mean, he proved that. So,
wow.
Some antics from that guy. Wow.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for Super Bowl weekend, but it looks like it's going to happen. Should we get to a break now?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
You got it, man. We'll get into more headlines. We'll finish up our recap of UFC 136.
The two main fights.
We've got more headlines to talk about. And we've got Luke Zakarich from Ultimate Fighters Year 7. It was when Rampage went up against Forrest Griffin. So we'll talk to Luke Zakarich up in just a few as well. It's Mixed Martial Arts, the show fight fans turn to, QFM 96.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. The biggest name in the sport enter the radio cage with Arch and DSP. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, it's the show fight fans turn to here on QFM 96. Arch Madness, DSP, Iron Mike. We need to thank our sponsors once again, Bud Light and Time Warner Cable. Speaking of Bud Light, and I didn't mention this last time, and I'm sure that he's going to be very upset with me. I owe Mr. Josh Williams a Bud Light for his prediction. He called me during the show last week when I said that Melvin Gallard is going to run through Joe Lozon. And he said Joe Lozon is going to win.
Well,
that fight,
that's why he texted me that then. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So I do owe him a Bud Light. And
just one.
And just one. We just bet one. Just kind of a cordial thing. I mean, he's got a gym to run and you know, all that stuff. So we just a beer. But he
could always have Mike pay for it and just not close his tab.
You know. We could do that. Hey, you know. But yeah. So anyway, sorry. I just want to make sure I get Josh Williams over at Buckeye a pop there because he did say that Joe Lozon, he called me out on that and he was correct. So Josh, you do win that. So
happily, I'm glad he was correct because we owe Joe an apology.
We do, man. So. We owe everybody an apology, bro. That'd be like, it should be a whole segment where we just apologize.
Once a month, we're going
to
do one show just yes, us apologizing.
We should have
people.
Our new Shannon the Fight Chick read our apologies too here. Listen, Iron Mike, do we still have some recapping to do, sir?
Yeah, we got the two title fights
right
from last Saturday night. Let's talk about Kenny Florian versus Jose Aldo.
Is he done? Is Kenny done?
I don't know.
35,
man.
36 years old?
He still can commentate. You know, he can still, you know, he's still got a career with the UFC. I think it's time, I mean, to hang it up. I mean, he's fought how many title fights? So that was his third or fourth.
Yeah,
it's great fighter. He gave Aldo probably the hardest fight he's had. And I, deep down inside, I was kind of rooting for Florian just because he's a Boston guy and, you know, and he's getting up there in age. I wanted to see him defy the odds. Aldo a little too much for him, though, I guess.
You know, I'm a big believer when people talk about timing of a fight. And I just feel like Kenny Florian, for whatever reason, he's never had the timing, you know, the right time in his career with the right matchup.
Yeah.
You know, to get the title. He's always found himself in a situation like this one, you know, where he's got a title fight against a very, very good competitor. And
one
he hasn't
of the top
been able to, yeah,
pound for pound.
And hasn't been able to pull it off, you know. But, you know, fortunately, though, his, like you said, he has a future in his commentary, and maybe that's what he'll focus on.
He's awesome, dude, man. What a great interview last week. Now, Jose Aldo, his name being thrown around now with the guy who won the main event at UFC 136, yeah. Frankie Edgar. Let's throw that fight at us, Iron Mike.
Well, guys, the main event of UFC 136, we had Frankie Edgar versus Gray Maynard for the third time.
And who picked that one, right?
You picked Frankie.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, Frankie's
Somebody's just got this heart.
He's got this heart that, I mean, we obviously see the first round. Gray comes in there and just pounds him. I was like, oh, my God, Frankie's getting demolished. And what does he do? He pulls out the win, like, by stoppage, too. So, I mean, it's...
He's amazing. That was flat
that
out.
Dude is a fighter, man. Gray. Gray was so much bigger and stronger, too. I was like, after that first round, I was like, oh, my God, Frankie's done. And he came back and won the fight.
It's amazing. Frankie's amazing. He really, truly is jaw-dropping. He is truly a Rocky story, man. The dude will never, ever quit. I mean, he's just
Gray
flat Maynard's out amazing.
First loss, man. So, I mean, that's got to kill him inside, too.
Yeah, because he's not going to get a shot. I mean, they fought seven times.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're done with that.
After the second fight, and you saw how much that Maynard punished Edgar, and then Edgar still came through and lived through it, and yeah, it was a draw. I just didn't think he'd be able to do it again.
No.
And like Doug said, you know, that first round of the fight, when Maynard just started beating on him again, I'm like, here we go again. I was like, but I don't think he's going to be able to withstand this. But, you know, just like Joe Rogan said during that fight, you know, how is Frankie Edgar still standing after that?
Yeah.
Because Maynard was just pounding
on
him.
But Maynard also, with that uppercut, he kept trying to land that damn uppercut. And I don't know, man, he seemed hesitant at times. It was almost in the back of his mind, he didn't want to gas out.
And well, I think no, that was times, a big thing right there.
Yeah, and I think there was just times where he probably could have finished Frankie, but he just, it was, well, that's a weird, weird situation to be in.
Even Rogan was saying that he seemed like he was trying to pace himself to withstand the rounds, because obviously that was a big part of the why he didn't win the first match. He gassed himself out after that first round of just trying to punish him.
You could tell it was in the back of his mind, Doug.
I mean, he wanted, it was a battle, you know, and it's been three great fights, and I think Frankie just proved that he has a slight edge over Gray Maynard.
Well, let's get into some headlines here. They're brought to you by Ultimate Wrestler. It starts here, it ends here. Ultimate Wrestler clothing. Visit theultimatewrestler.com. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Guys, news broke last week that Rashad Evans is out and Lyoto Machida is stepping in to face John Jones at UFC 140. Now that this matchup is official, what are your initial thoughts on this fight?
Exciting.
I honestly, John Jones and Machida, that is like two ninjas fighting.
Yeah, exactly. They should go out in freaking ninja gear and fight, man. That's so cool.
As martial art fans, we've got to be rejoicing at this. These guys are at the purest of the pure as far as the way they approach the sport. So, no, man, I'm down with this.
I've always been a Machida fan. And John Jones, obviously, they're both, you don't know what they're going to do. Their style of fighting is so unpredictable. You don't know how to, you know, prepare for a fight against either one of them because they're both similar in that sense. So it'll be really interesting to see how they approach this.
I think it's going to be a great matchup. And you know who agrees with me? The boss man, Dana White. We got some audio of what he thinks this matchup's going to be like.
Style. I like the styles in this fight. Machida's had this elusive style for years that people have had a hard time figuring out. He was the most elusive fighter in the UFC and the mixed martial arts. Well, I think John Jones is close to stealing that. I got to check the stats exactly. These are John Jones' stats. He's only been hit six times in the last three or four fights.
Impressive.
You know, and you know, he's one of these elusive fighters that does nothing but damage. He evades punishment, but gives it out big time. I mean, he dishes out so much punishment in the Rampage fight that his feet were actually busted up from hitting Rampage so much. And it's not just punches or kicks or this or that. He hits you with everything. Knees, elbows. He can do everything. And Lyoto Machida has awesome takedown defense. Jones has great wrestling. It's a great fight stylistically. And if this kid, I'll say the same thing I said about the Rampage fight, can run through Lyoto Machida the way he has everybody else at such a young age. I mean, sky's the limit for this guy. This guy can go down as the greatest ever.
Wow, he's right, man. What a matchup. And really, if you think about it stylistically, you got the wrestler, as Dana says, and with those great takedowns up against a guy who has got some of the best takedown defense in the game.
Dana's pretty dead on most of the time, too.
He is, dude.
He knows his stuff, man, I will say.
It's a good fight, guys. I can't wait for that one. We have so much planned for you guys. The show's only halfway through, man.
Yeah, and we still got Luke coming in.
We've got Luke Zakarich, David McKinney. We'll be talking about tonight's Bellator. Our boy, Brian Rogers, B-Raj, the Predator, will be fighting tonight. Also, a new segment. It's Shannon, the Fight Chick, with the Fight Rundown on Mixed Martial Arts QFM 96.
It's time now for the Time Warner Cable Fight Rundown. Tonight live on MTV2, it's the middleweight tournament semifinals at Bellator 54. On October 22nd is the bantamweight tournament semifinals at Bellator 55. Capping off the month on October 29th, we have the welterweight title fight and heavyweight tournament semifinals at Bellator 56 on MTV2. And UFC 137, St. Pierre versus Condit live on pay-per-view. That wraps up the Time Warner Cable Fight Rundown.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, it's the show fight fans turn to, QFM 96. This segment brought to you by Sweet Baby Octane, the official tattoo parlor of the Mixed Martial Arts Show. Give them a call, 614-488-1300 today to set up an appointment, and we need to get that picture of our boys, Chuck Liddell. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Strainers. Oh, yeah, Strainers. Yeah, dude, that is sweet that he got over at
they do awesome
Sweet
work.
Baby. I mean, yep. He's got a great Chuck Liddell. We need to get that on our
right
website.
Right on his calf, too, right?
He's in. Either pro Iceman or you're
anti-Iceman. I've always been an Iceman fan.
That's true. So. Didn't you read his book a long time ago and
good
stuff?
Good stuff,
Doug used to have the strip.
Yeah, I was going to say, you actually had the Iceman the hawk one going there. All right, Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Well, guys, it appears another Strikeforce star is heading to the UFC. BloodyElbow.com is reporting that UFC.com has added Tim Kennedy's profile to the site.
Yeah.
Kennedy now lists the UFC as his employer on his Facebook page. As we see more and more moves to the UFC, what is your timetable for the end of Strikeforce?
Well, obviously it's going to happen soon.
It is going to happen soon, and I agree with Iron Mike. I don't know if you've made this public or not, but I agree that we might see the last Strikeforce event right here in Columbus with the Cormier and Barnett fight. I think that would finish up the Grand Prix and just say goodbye to Strikeforce and let's just do it here. I'm down so soon, yeah, very soon.
And guys, as grim as it looks for Strikeforce, the Jorge Masvidal-Gilbert Melendez fight is still on for December 17th, and we have a quick clip of Gilbert talking about that fight.
I've been focusing on, Jorge Masvidal for a minute, you know what I mean? Like, ever since he beat KJ, or even prior to that, I kind of had a feeling he was going to beat him, and, you know, he's the first guy in line. So, as of now, I think he's the number one contender, and as of now, I'm still in Strikeforce, and as of now, I got to completely focus on that guy. He's real tough. It's hard not to get excited when you hear all these rumors, and you hear, Dana talking, and you hear, you bringing stuff up, everyone bringing stuff up. It definitely excites me, but, as a professional in the sport, you gotta focus what's in front of you, and what's in front of me right now is Masvidal, and he's a tough guy, so I gotta just focus on him. So that's what I've been focusing on for now.
Melendez and Masvidal, can't wait for that
fight.
Gonna be a good one, man. Hey, we're gonna talk to Luke Zachrich here in just a few. Before we get to Luke, let's check in with David McKinney. He's going to be discussing tonight's Bellator matchups.
Hey, it's David McKinney from GatewayMMA.com, your number one source for Ohio news and information. And coming up tonight on MTV2 is a big event, Bellator 54, in the main event, Brian Rogers, a mixed martial arts favorite, and one of Ohio's favorite sons will be competing against Alexander Shlemenko in one of the main fights, a middleweight tournament semifinal. And Brian asked for this fight before the tournament, so this is one that he's definitely looking forward to. It's a striker versus a striker, so probably someone's going to get knocked out in this fight. Brian's now 7 fight first round knockout streak on the line, and obviously the former tournament finalist, so that's going to be a great fight to look forward to. Also in the other semifinal, former tournament finalist who actually lost to Alexander Shlemenko, Brian Baker, will be taking on Vitor Viana. And Vitor Viana is kind of an unknown guy, but a former Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, and trains out of Las Vegas, Nevada, with a name that you guys might know, Vanderlei the Axe Murderer Silva. So definitely two excellent fights to look forward to on Bellator 54 tonight. And then also sort of a throw-in will be bantamweight champion Zach Makovsky going up against a live dog, as you would, and Ryan the Real Deal Roberts, a UFC veteran, a well-rounded guy. So that'll be a really great test for Zach Makovsky coming up in Bellator 54 tonight. All right, and this is David McKinney from GatewayMMA.com on Mixed Martial Arts.
Very cool. Thank you, Mr. McKinney. We do appreciate it. Looking forward to tonight's Bellator fights.
B-Raj, yeah.
Oh, he got a win for us, Predator. That's for sure, buddy. And this is so cool. He's opening up a gym today. It actually opens up today in Columbus. We'll get the details on that. Luke Zachrich in the studio with us. Luke, I didn't even know you were in Columbus, bro. Get up on that microphone and tell us where the hell have you been, man?
I've lived all over the country, basically. I've gone and done training camps everywhere. I've been in Columbus for almost 2 years now. It's been under the radar, but because I travel around to train so much. But yeah, I've been here for 2 years, keeping it low-key, basically. So,
dude, thanks for coming on. Please don't be a stranger to this program. Know you're out there, man. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I'm glad you guys finally had me in. And, anytime I can do anything for you guys, please let me know.
We'll talk about the gym here in a second. Are you focused solely on the gym now? Are you taking any fights? I mean, the last I caught you was probably Bellator.
Yeah.
Was that the last go around?
I was in the Bellator 185-pound tournament. Unfortunately, I was injured before that fight. They offered me another fight directly after it. I was hurt. I trained through it just to get into the tournament, but I couldn't sustain the training. Just my body wouldn't let me do it. I took the time off. I opened another restaurant up, and I came back. I was training with Matt Brown for his last fight. I'm like, all right, it's time to get back in there, start looking around for fights, and then I hurt my shoulder. So I'm just getting back to 100%. It's one of those things that I will fight again. I can't wait to fight again, but it's got to be, the timing's right.
You got to let us know.
You guys will be the first to know,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
You definitely got to have your body healed before you fight again.
Yes.
I'm going through that myself. So
yeah,
I was telling him, Doug.
unfortunately, I've been probably one of the most injury-prone guys in the sport, and, you know, it's really set me back a lot. But, you know, I've done all the right things. I'm trying to start again the right way, and just, you know, I haven't stopped training, but it's mostly been Brazilian jiu-jitsu and the gi as far as the last year. But, you know, my jiu-jitsu shot through the roof. I'm loving the sport now, so... I'm completely refreshed, and I'm gnawing at the bit basically to get back in there and fight.
And we're stoked to have you on the airwaves here with us. Ronin Training Center, that's the name of this, correct?
Yes, Ronin Training Center.
Talk to us. Now, this opens up today. Where is it? What all does it have, bro?
All right, Ronin Training Center. This place has basically been my dream since I started fighting. I've waited a very, very long time because I wanted to be at the point where I felt like, you know, financially, physically, and just my knowledge of the sport. Yes, I've been fighting for a very long time, but to go in and teach and coach people and not set back my training and stuff like that, right now is the perfect time to do it. And, you know, we're located right on Delishmut. It's in Grandview, right behind the McDonald's on Fifth Avenue. So it's a 3,000 square foot facility. We're building it. We're going to go bigger. So, you know, it's really exciting. And we've got all in one house. We've got a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, Vitor Oliveira.
Is that who this cat? This guy looks. Who's this guy? Looks like a badass over there.
So, he's a world class athlete, and you know, I've with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that was my key focus. So Vitor is basically the key to this gym as far as the way that the training goes and everything like that. I've had five different black belts in here. Vitor came in. I didn't want to let him leave, man. The guy is phenomenal. I mean, he's competing on a world class level. I've had a lot of different guys in, and you know, I've rolled with every single one of them. I'm like, yeah, you know, they're good, but I could roll with every one of these guys. The first time I roll with this dude, he tears me apart every single time. I almost wanted to take my purple belt and throw it in the trash. That's how good this guy is. Wow. Start from scratch.
Vitor, if you could, man, I'm going to just one quick question. You can answer, give us a one word answer, Vitor. If I was to say the words to you, Chael Sonnen. He doesn't like Chael Sonnen. Yes. Those Brazilian guys, they do not like him at all, man. Oh, that's good. Well, awesome, man. That's great. Luke, so the gym's opening up. You've got what kind of restaurants you got, bro? What's the deal with that?
I mean, my brother and I own the Mellow Mushrooms in Columbus.
Oh, no way!
You know, that's us. So that's what brought me to Columbus in the first place.
And I did not know Luke Zacharich was involved in that.
No, yeah, it's just my brother, you know, my brother and I run both of them. But, you know, the whole family's involved in it, which is kind of cool because we've been spread apart over the last 10 years, and it kind of brought us all back together in the same city and stuff.
So Bowling Green. Did you play football at Bowling Green, too?
Short period of time. I got injured my freshman year, so it was like a year and a half stint, and then I just decided to beg it.
I got So I didn't know if you got any of those tattoos.
Oh, these are
via through the football system.
tattoos via football system. I don't think I had my first tattoo, like actual visible one, until I was like 25 or 26. So
give us now. We all know Ultimate Fighter season 7, and you were on Forrest teams.
Yes, Forrest. But I also like my good friend, training partner Matt Brown. He was on the same season as
I. That's right, man.
Unfortunately, I lost in the second round of the tournament. Matt went on to the third, but everyone from my team had basically won except for two of us. So it was all Forrest guys going into the quarterfinals. Matt got sent over to Rampage's team. So I was like, I'm not going to let him go train with a bunch of guys that he doesn't know that doesn't have his best interest at heart. So I went with Matt over to Team Rampage, and I'm really happy that I did it because I saw two different training styles. I got to be really close with Junior Perez and Juanito Ibarra. And those are the guys I go out and train with when I'm in California still. So it was a good thing for me in the long run.
Tell us something about the Ultimate Fighter process that we wouldn't know. Something that you're like, because I mean, we're huge fans of the show. This season looks like it's going to be really, really good. Just kind of hip us to it because we're like, you know, because they had the sign, the guy last week or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, when the weigh-in.
Is any of that instructed? I mean, do they tell you guys, your producers? Like, what can you tell us?
All right, with the Ultimate Fighter, there is absolutely nothing that's scripted. I mean, when they say that these guys are completely cut off, I mean, you're really cut off. You can't take in, you can't have a Bible to read. I mean, if you're really religious or something like that. So there's no TV, there's no music to train to, there is no books, nothing. So anything that can create, like, they try to make people go crazy, basically. It works. I mean, you see it all the time, like, throughout all of the seasons, you know, there's been a lot of stuff where guys are like, man, this guy's kind of a, you know, he's kind of a prick, and the guy's actually a really good person. It's just he kind of loses his mind in that house. You know what I mean? And that's the whole key to
Mitrione.
Their...
I think of Mitrione, the whole time I was watching the show, I was like, eh. But once he's out, I mean, the guy's the nicest
guy in the world.
He's so cool.
Yeah,
funny.
Absolutely.
And it's like once you, it's just weird to, you know, and you can get pigeonholed into a certain type of
personality. You know, some guys kind of lash out. I mean, like me, it affected me mentally. And, you know, one of the hardest things I think that people don't understand is that you go from, you know, having a team built kind of around you or a team that is all about you to being thrown in a place where you've got all these guys that they don't give a crap about you. The coaches don't know you. Your training partners don't know you. It's an all about me thing. You know what I mean? So it throws your training off, throws everything is basically tossed out the window at that point. So it's really kind of it's a dog eat dog world in the house, basically.
All right, let's take a quick break here on Mixed Martial Arts. We'll check back in with Luke Zachrich in just a few. It's Mixed Martial Arts, the show you, the fight fans, turn to on QFM 96.
Love the show. Great to listen to it in the morning. Just calling, thought I'd leave a message, say what's up, Columbus, and thanks for putting on a great show. Talk to you later, and keep doing what you do. Later.
Guys, man, I hope you saw those fights, man. Tito looked like he went in labor after that knee, man. Last time I seen a knee like that was like Paula Johnson in the third grade, and that's when I learned about boundaries, man. It was a rough one. Great fights, man. Great fights and great show. We'll see you, boys.
Got a comment? Want to be heard on the air? Then call the Mixed Martial Arts Listener Comment Hotline. Call 614-222-8433 to leave a comment. The more creative or compelling the comment, the more of a shot you have at making it on the air. Mixed Martial Arts, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on QFM 96. The show fight fans turn to.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
QFM 96, Mixed Martial Arts. We are back and we are talking to Luke Zachrich. Doug, you had a question?
Can you tell us maybe a little bit about like the selection process? Like, how do you even get set up to be...
Yeah, did you go to one of those?
No, you know, now they make everyone go to the tryouts.
Okay.
When I was on, I actually was offered a fight in the UFC. Joe Dorkson, when he fought Ed Herman, Joe was having problems with his visa from Canada. So they looked for a replacement. I'm like, you know, 2 weeks notice, yeah, I'll fight Ed Herman. You know what I mean? Just to get in the UFC. Well, I stepped up, it put me on the map, and then Joe's visa went through like a week later. So they're like, okay, you know, we don't have this. Thank you for doing this. And then they threw me on the show. So,
isn't that it's crazy how that works out, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you hear people say they like yes men. You know what I mean? They like the guys that will step up at any given moment. And, you know, fortunately, it worked out for me. Long run, do I think the Ultimate Fighter was the best? I don't know. Obviously, I didn't perform to my abilities on there. But, you know, it happens. It was a great experience. Would I ever do it again? No. But am I glad that I did it? Absolutely.
And it gets your name out there, man. I mean, it really, truly does.
Yeah, and when I got released from the UFC, that's one thing that the paydays got bigger, where before, you know what I mean, you're fighting for pennies, while all of a sudden that you have a name, you have that, the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Absolutely.
So that's been a really big thing. So,
okay, before we let you go, we're talking to Luke Zachrich here. He's opening up a new gym today. It's the Ronin Training Center, and we'll get the digits
What's the name from?
All right, so... Ronin is it's Japanese term for a masterless samurai. And I don't know, a bunch of the guys that left, like, you know, we all came from an old gym. You know what I mean? We didn't like it. We felt like, we felt like we were Ronin for the most part. So we felt that it fit us perfectly. Masterless samurai, we were doing it on ourselves. Now we've got our master, Vitor Oliveira, here. So I don't know, we're not Ronin anymore, but that's the center, basically. 8+8 striking systems. They're running the whole Muay Thai program in there. It's awesome seeing what these guys do. So we have full Muay Thai program. We have a full Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program. We'll have an MMA fight team. I mean, it's Matt Brown's in there. He's training for UFC 138 right now. Today, he's got his open workout from 12:30 to 2. Anyone can come in. Vitor's teaching a free Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu seminar from 10 to 12. Please come in. Anybody's there. Sakasan Janjira's in town. He's teaching today from 2:30 to 5. Unfortunately, there is a fee for that one. So people, you know, info at Ronan Training Center, stop in, give us a call. We would love everyone to stop out and check it out.
Let me ask you this real quick. Now, is this a place that, you know, can beginners go there too? Is this a place
Absolutely.
That, you know,
this is a place for women, children, beginners, professional fighters, guys that are doing it just to stay in shape. It doesn't make a difference. You know, it's not a place where it's just a fight gym. And that was the biggest thing when we started this. You know, the fighters, they have their own special workout times where it's off the hours. Anything at night, it's straight classes. You know, you've got your Muay Thai classes, jiu-jitsu. We've got a yoga instructor. We have kids program on a daily basis, women's kickboxing. It's fantastic. Columbus has really honestly never seen anything like this before. So I'm really, really excited about it.
That's awesome, Luke. Hey, real quick, before we let you scoot out of here, one fight that you've got kind of on your radar. What fight are you looking forward to? Whether it's, you know, Strikeforce, UFC, Bellator, you know, Dream. You know. We don't care. Is there a fight you're like, I can't wait to see these guys go at it?
Me personally fighting again, or just someone in general?
Both. I was going to say in general.
I would love to have my fight back with Eric Shimbari. He caught me in a really weird choke, and I felt like I was doing, you know, I could have easily won that fight. As far as, I would love to see George St. Pierre and Anderson Silva go at it. You know, champion versus champion. I think it's, you know, it's one of those fights that the fans want to see. It's kind of years in the making at this point. They've kind of both cleared out their divisions kind of twice for the most part. So I would love to see that fight. I really
that would be a good fight.
Yeah,
do you think Condit later this month, do you think he's
got a chance?
Not really. I mean, the guy's a fantastic athlete, but George St. Pierre is just on a whole nother level. He's showing that time and time again, and nobody can stop the guy. So,
and we talked about Chael Sonnen. We've been talking about that a lot because he had the big win over Brian Stan.
Absolutely.
Does he, with a second shot, a second crack at Anderson, that's just another one of those guys that you just...
I loved the first fight. I really did. Do I think Chael can do it again? I have no idea. I mean, it could have been... What he did that night was fantastic, but, you know, Anderson is, you know, he's a true champion. I'd like to see him get beat because I'd like to see that division start to build back up again, see some new faces, some new blood in there, being able to climb the ranks. At this point, Anderson's cleared everyone out, and it doesn't really, you know, he's the guy. So he's pound for pound the best fighter in the world. Do I think Chael could do it? Possibly, if he does the same thing. Who knows? We'll see.
All right, so let's just say that the UFC got it done. They're having the fight tomorrow. Of course, George had to come up and wait. Who do you like?
I'll go with St. Pierre on that one. I like the underdog thing. You know what I mean? I would love to see somebody jump up a weight class, take on the pound for pound.
He's got more to lose, man. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, that's anytime. If I fought somebody from a lower weight class that was coming up to fight me, I've got a lot of pressure on me at that point. You know, you win, it's like you beat somebody from a lower weight class, a guy that shouldn't have beat you. You lose. You lost everything at that point. You know what I mean? So, and basically, George St. Pierre goes more legendary than he already is at that point.
Man, Luke Zachrich, thank you so much, man. Like I said, don't be a stranger. Please come on back to show. Come on back to show. And also, when you have an upcoming fight, when it works out, please let us know. Let us break it.
Absolutely,
let us
guys stop by the gym and check it out later today, too.
It's the Ronan Training Center. It opens up today.
Name of that road again?
Delishmut, 1464 Delishmut Drive, RonanTrainingCenter.com. Check it out. It's got all the information on there. So
awesome, man. Luke Zachrich, it's the Mixed Martial Arts Program. It's the show that you, the fight fans, turn to right here on QFM 96. How cool was that, guys? What a good guy, huh?
Definitely. And more gyms opening up in town, that means it's better for all the local MMA fighters around.
Yeah, I mean, and if you definitely got the time, stop over there today. I mean, I bet you that place is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might try to stop up there myself just to, I don't have much going on today, so I might swing over there and see what's going on.
It's booming, man. There's a lot of gyms opening up, man.
This is a breeding ground, man.
It really absolutely is for fighters, man, and... like I said before at the beginning of the show, I honestly, God, I just thought Luke was down in Cincinnati. I just thought, you know,
hiding out in the kitchen.
Yeah, but no, he's up here in Columbus with Matt Brown, and you know, Matt's got a big fight coming up.
Yep.
And that's just cool, man. It's amazing all the fighters that are here in town.
And it's always awesome too when we talk to all these different gyms. You know, they're not just for diehard fighters who are trying to get in the UFC. I mean, it's a great way for anybody to just go get in shape and have a little bit of fun while you do it too, especially if you're a fan of the sport. You know, Doug,
right. Or maybe, you know, you're a huge fan of the sport. You want to understand it more. No better way to do it than getting your hands dirty and getting in there and wrestling and learning the moves and stuff, because you'll be able to, after I started training over at Buckeye, once I started watching the fights after that, I understood what they were trying to do on the ground. You know, oh, he's going for this, you know, submission, or he's trying to, you know, escape that. You know, it opens your eyes to a lot of things. So if you're a diehard fan, that's a good place
to start. But if you stop over there today, do not mess with Vitor. My God, dude.
He was behind me, man. I was like, I think he's going to try to submit me over here.
I kind of regret bringing up the Chael Sonnen thing. I just like to know what guy, because guy, they say everybody from Brazil hates Chael.
Right.
And well,
almost rhymes.
Don't get me wrong. Vitor's an awesome guy, but man, just to know the potential that he has to hurt somebody.
Oh no, kid! You just look at that dude. And you're like, yeah, that dude's.
We're not talking about Vitor Belfort. We're talking about Vitor over at.
He's the jiu-jitsu master over at the
Ronin.
Right. So we're loose,
Ronin
Jimmy. So
with the devil.
So we'll have to check that out. We're gonna try to get him on again too, and see if he wants to come and sit in with the show and talk predictions and stuff.
Good
like
stuff,
that.
Man. Good. Yeah, Luke said he would absolutely come back and do something like that. You know.
Now, guys, next week I've already confirmed and got a hold of him. We're gonna have Jim Casey from Fight Magazine on to help us break down, you know, the big fights coming up with GSP and Condit and also Diaz and Penn. And also, I think we're gonna go ahead and try to get Dan Spahn on this week.
Cool, coming
up as well.
Good deal.
Yeah,
good deal.
Definitely. And Fight Magazine, I love that magazine. So
yeah, the new one with Condit on the cover. Did you read the back? If you go towards, I mean, I've gone through it like two or three times already, and there's a nice Q&A. With Melvin Gillard.
Yeah.
See that?
So, he looks like a badass there standing.
I know. As I'm reading it, I was like, Melvin.
A week late.
Yeah. Or early, I guess.
But no, we'll try to get Dan in here in the studio from or Dan Spahn trained, you know. It was actually my corner man, so very cool.
Kidding,
and
no
one of the fastest
kidding.
Knockouts in Bellator history.
And
just
if he wouldn't have,
weeks ago.
If he wouldn't have, like, you know, gave the guy the knucks at the beginning, probably could have been one of the fastest fights ever.
And I think what we're going to do, guys, is why we have him in here. We're going to have him kind of break down how he did that knee with Archie. We'll flip video it out in the lobby and put it on.
We can do that.
He's already sweating. It's only going to take like 9 seconds, man.
I won't even know. It's coming. Tell you the truth. Hey, so many people to thank. Want to thank Luke Zachrich, David McKinney discussing tonight's Bellator. Best of luck to B-Raj tonight.
Definitely
in Bellator. So you got to watch that. That's on MTV2. Our new fight chick, Shannon, with the fight rundown. Want to say thanks to Bud Light and our newest sponsor, Time Warner Cable. They really came through for us, and we appreciate
cool stuff
it.
Working in the future
yes.
with that. We'll
yes,
let you
yes,
guys
yes,
know.
Yes. So,
Mike, how do you get a hold of us?
You can check us out on Facebook, as always, at Mixed Martial Arts. You can check us out on Twitter, and also you can call the listener line at 614-222-8432, and also at QFM96.com. There's a tab on there for the Mixed Martial Arts show as well.
We love the comments. So the zanier they are, the more we can use them in the promos, and give us a call.
You got it,
man. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know what we're doing right or wrong. So,
good luck tonight. Give them hell, B-Raj. What's that?
I was just going to say you can email us too at MMA@QFM96.com.
I know that's a laundry list of ways to get a hold of us, but we are in the age of technology.
It's cool,
so
man.
Use it.
B-Raj, get a win tonight, bro. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to. QFM 96.
You've been listening to Mixed Martial Arts, sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go with your host, Arj Madness, co-host and producer, Doug St. Pierre, executive producer, Iron Mike Dorsey, production assistant, Ty, the Canal Zombie Stevens. This has been a Wilkes Broadcasting production.
Oh!